size bed.
Hello, hello. So I'm at my desk. Nobody's here in the office today that I can see. So I figured might as well jump on from my desk. I've been trying to configure LunarVim all morning, which is one of my buddies suggested to me. I was complaining because PyCharm and the JetBrains products take so long to load, and then using them has been kind of frustrating me lately, so got it kicking on. So there's stuff going on today. Not a whole lot of super exciting stories, but there's some enough for us to have a show today for sure. So I hope you're ready. Today is December the 2nd, 2022, and let me see. Oh, getting chat messages. This is the problem of being at my desk. Ah, perfect. My manager, who's not here in the office, decided to message me, so it threw me off. Okay, so let's talk about news. There's a lot of stuff going on. Shout out to Calm, Quentin, and X1, Toad King, hello. New to the show, I'm sure. A lot of the show's pretty depressing. Awesome. Cool. You're looking for some training, and I think you found it. So I'm excited about that. Anyway, let's talk about news. First, let's talk about eyes. What? That's right. Animal eye packages have been getting sent to embassies all across Europe. Parcels containing animal eyes have been sent to 8 Ukrainian embassies in Europe, its foreign ministry says. Blood-soaked packages were found in Hungary, Italy, Netherlands, Poland, Croatia, Austria, and Spain. Czech police said packages were also found there. It's not clear who sent the packages to the embassies and consulates. Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba believes a well-planned campaign of terror and intimidation is taking place. 2 days ago, an employee was injured after a letter bomb exploded at Ukraine's embassy in Madrid, Spain. Ukraine Foreign Ministry spokesman Oleg Nikolenko referred to a number of others in a statement released on Facebook, indicating that the entrance to the premises of the Ukraine ambassador to the Vatican had also been vandalized. What's more, he added, the embassy in Kazakhstan had received a spoof bomb threat, while the embassy in the USA received a letter containing a photocopy of an article critical of Ukraine. The letter came synchronously with others from the territory of one European country, Mr. Nikolenko said. Ukraine is working with foreign law enforcers to investigate all threats. So, people've got their eye on you. Hey, Loki Who, welcome, welcome. It's an interesting first show to be part of. The DGC, Dubious Goals Committee, is starting at 1930 UTC, which will be, if you press plus sign in comm, you can see that's in about 16 and a half minutes from now. So yeah, welcome, welcome. I don't know what bus bar Tobe's talking about, but, yeah. X1, a copy of a critical article is not that depressing. The animal eyes are kind of weird, if you ask me. Poland has agreed to the European Union's deal for a $60 per barrel price cap on Russian seaborne oil, allowing the bloc to move forward with formally approving it. Ukraine says embassies in several European countries have been sent back. Oh, we already read that. What is this, Al Jazeera? It's not, Well, shucks. This was supposed to be an article about Poland and natural gas, but it appears they have updated it to be more of some kind of junk. I don't know. Not what I was wanting to talk about. Finnish Prime Minister Sanna Marin has called for Europe to build its own defense capabilities in the wake of the war in Ukraine, saying that without U.S. help, it's not resilient enough. We should make sure that we are stronger, Marin said in Sydney on Friday. And I'll be brutally honest with you, Europe isn't strong enough. We would be in trouble without the United States. Her remarks came in response to a question about China's responsibility to rein in Russia. Marin said that while China could play a role, we shouldn't only rely on that. Marin insisted Ukraine must be given whatever it takes to win the war, adding that the U.S. had been pivotal in supplying Kyiv with weapons, finance, and humanitarian aid necessary to blunt the advance. Don't know what's happening, com, but you can press. There's a man page for com, and the commode. There's a. When you edit your commode RC, you can set this exit mode true that X1 points out. And then that will allow you to, whenever you go to quit comm, it prompts you and you have to type, you give a reason why you're leaving. And then it shows up like that. So anyway, Finland and Sweden applied to join the alliance in May, but are waiting on Turkey and Hungary to ratify their requests, which have been approved by the other 28 nations in the group. In June, Putin warned that if NATO installed military infrastructure in Finland and Sweden, Moscow would be obliged to respond symmetrically and raise the same threats for those territories where threats have arisen for us. As what the likeliest scenario is in terms of threats posed by Russia to Finland, which shares a 1,300-kilometer border, Marin said, we have extensive military forces, so we're not expecting them to engage in that account, and we're not seeing any military action near the Finnish border. But of course, we are prepared for different kinds of hybrid attacks that we might see. Between February and late October, cyber attacks on critical targets in Finland increased by a third. In August, Russian hackers claimed responsibility for a DOS, or denial of service attack, on Finland's parliamentary website, as well as another Finnish state website, writing on Telegram that it decided to make a friendly visit to neighboring Finland, whose authorities are so eager to join NATO. So, things are going off, popping off there, if so to speak there. All right. Sorry, I'm kind of out of it. This week has been a not great week for Marcus's. No more airplane mode? The EU to allow calls on flights. Airline passengers in the European Union will soon be able to use their phones to full effect in the sky. The European Commissioner ruled airlines can provide 5G technology on board planes alongside slower mobile data. This could mean flyers will no longer be required to put their phones on airplane mode, though the specifics of how it will be implemented are unclear. The deadline for member states to make the 5G frequency bands available for planes is June 30th, 2023. This will mean people can use all their phones' features mid-flight, enabling calls as well as data-heavy apps that stream music and video. Thierry Breton, EU Commissioner for the Internal Market, said the plan would enable innovative services for people and help European companies grow. The sky is no longer a limit when it comes to possibilities offered by super-fast, high-capacity connectivity, he said. It's kind of a little scary. Could you imagine taking a business flight and everyone's taking business calls the whole time? It would... you can't escape. The EU Commission has reserved certain frequency bonds for aircraft since 2008, allowing some services to offer mid-air internet access. But this service has been historically slow, as it relied on equipment to connect people via satellite between the airplane and the ground. The new system will be able to take advantage of the much faster download speeds provided by 5G, which, according to mobile network carrier EE, can be over 100 megabits per second, enabling a film to be downloaded in just a few minutes. Di Whittingham, chief executive of the UK Flight Safety Committee, told the BBC that airplane mode was historically important due to a lack of knowledge about how mobile devices affect aircraft. So, the traveling public wants 5G. The regulators will open up that possibility, but there will be steps that will be taken to ensure that whatever they do is safe, Civil Aviation Authority told the BBC. So, that's what's going to happen. Very interesting. 5G. Hello. All right. Sorry, I'm kind of, like you said, I'm in a weird way. I just didn't want to let a rerun play, because that's no fun. We don't want to have reruns all the time. Indonesia set to punish sex before marriage with jail time. Indonesia's parliament is expected to pass a new criminal law this month that will punish sex outside marriage with imprisonment up to a year. Bang Bang Wuryanto, a politician involved in the draft, said the code could be passed as early as next week. The law, if passed, would apply to Indonesian citizens and foreigners alike. Punishment for adultery can only take effect if there are parties who lodge complaints to the authorities. For those who are married, the party entitled to lodge a complaint is the husband or wife. The law also allows the parents of unmarried people to report them for having sex. Cohabitation before marriage will also be banned, and those convicted could face a 6-month prison sentence. Business groups have expressed concern about the damage the rules might do to Indonesia's image as a holiday and investment destination. Shinta Wijaya Sukamandi, a deputy chairperson of Indonesia's Employers Association, said for the business sector, the implementation of this customary law shall create legal uncertainty and make investors reconsider investing in Indonesia. So, we'll see what happens. The province of Aceh enforces strict Islamic law and has punished people for gambling, drinking alcohol, and meeting members of the opposite sex. So we'll have to see. Need to be careful that it's another place to mark out of your book if you're worried about it. Go to Africa real quick here. it was Bam Bang. B-A-M-B-A-N-G. So, it very much was just like, it did just sound like Bang Bang. It's Bam Bang Wuryanto. Welcome back, Tobe. Welcome. So this is pretty intense social rule there. In South Africa, Cyril Ramaphosa is looking like he's going to go down just like Zuma did. South Africans are waiting, many in deep trepidation, to find out if President Cyril Ramaphosa is about to resign in the wake of murky and highly politicized scandal involving cattle, a sofa, and the theft of hundreds of thousands and possibly millions of dollars. Much now hangs on a meeting of the leaders of the country's governing party, the African National Congress, or ANC, which is due to convene in the coming days. Mr. Ramaphosa's most ardent supporters, and he remains a popular leader, frame this moment as an all-or-nothing fight between a decent man desperately trying to clean up corruption and the forces of chaos within the ANC who are trying to get rid of him in order to keep hold of their loot. One commenter likened the drama to Shakespeare's Henry V, urging Mr. Ramaphosa to stiffen the sinews and fight to clear his name. it's an interesting take there. There's no doubt that the case against him is politically motivated. A well-known political rival linked to South Africa's disgraced former president, Jacob Zuma, dramatically revealed allegations that millions of dollars hidden in a sofa had gone missing from Mr. Ramphosa's high-end Fala Fala game farm, and there had been a police cover-up. The president is a wealthy businessman and former liberation struggle icon. Was once banned by Nelson Mandela to secede him. It's kind of a question mark. His current deputy and automatic heir, Vice President David Dabede Mabuza, is not tipped as the right man for the role. But could anyone in the current ANC leadership, so many tainted themselves by allegations of corruption, garner the levels of nationwide popular support that Mr. Ramphosa still enjoys? And if not, are we watching the slow unraveling of the party that once liberated South Africa from apartheid and the election defeat in 2024? Most South Africans are really concerned about what will happen next, because there's no one ready to replace Mr. Ramaphosa. But this is the beginning of the end of the ANC, and that's a good thing, according to analyst Thembisa Fukude. So, it's kind of everywhere right now as far as what's going on. One of the other stories I read indicated Mr. Ramaphosa has he had sold some cattle, and then took the money and hid it in a sofa. He was hiding the money from his business deals in a sofa that was in his house on the ranch. And then some bandits came by and stole a bunch of money out of his sofa. And that was the police cover-up. So it's kind of is this corruption? I mean, if you're not using a banking system and you're putting all of your money in your couch, it's kind of hard to prove where the money came from or what you're doing with the money. So I don't know. I'm not sure if the people have enough faith in him or not. Publius letting us know the ANC government somehow managed to do worse than the National Party government, even though they should have had massively more resources, since they weren't wasting all their effort repressing 90% of the population. Very true. Since we're running low on time, I'm just going to give us some, we're going to just go ahead and slide into some funny, offbeat news that I ran into. And to help with, to help kind of guide along, I'll include a link here to an image. It's going to be at sdf.org/l/fj. This is all lowercase. sdf.org/lima/foxtrotjuliet. And if you go there, you'll see a beautiful picture. Make sure I open the selection. Make sure that it loads properly. So you know what's going to happen. There you go. Beautiful. They're beautiful cows. That's right. From the impeccable Swiss to the well-watered Welsh. No hipsters here. Austrian tourist board bosses pulled a television ad lauding the open-mindedness of the Tyrol region when the local reaction proved the exact opposite. The pain to the beautiful Alpine province, come as you are, in Tyrol everybody is welcome, was judged an affront to Tyrolean farmers because it featured, horror of horrors, the hipster elixir oat milk. In the ad, a hairy horned mythical figure called Perched is invited into a Tyrolean mountain nut for a warming drink after returning a young girl's glove he found in the snow. But having the creature order a latte macchiato with oat milk was just too far, farmers frothed. Canadians, on the other hand, are highly amused by the antics of a herd of maverick cows who've been given police and even a crack troop of rodeo cowboys the slip since they escaped from a Quebec farm over the summer. The 20 or so bovines who made a bolt for freedom in St. Barnaby, an hour and a half's drive north of Montreal, have become seasoned outlaws, crisscrossing county boundaries to get away from officials. But the Quebec Agricultural Ministry is now sending in the cavalry to deal with this complex and unprecedented situation. Calling it a miracle of Christmas, an elderly mute Swiss man was beside himself when he lost 20,000 Swiss francs on the way home from the bank. But not long after, a kindly couple turned up on his doorstep with the cash after finding an envelope in the park where he had dropped it. And who said the World Cup is just an excuse for a booze-up? Just ask Welsh fans who flocked to Tenerife to support their local team, even though the Spanish island is further from Qatar than Cardiff. The strange exodus was sparked by Bethany Evans, who was eager to make her mark her country's first qualification for the final since 1958. But the steep price of going to Qatar and of alcohol there put her off. So she suggested an alternative on Twitter as a joke, and the idea snowballed. This week's traveling Welsh fans packed out pubs on the Holiday Island to watch their team go against England. Alright, well, we're pretty much out of time, so we're going to go ahead and have to leave it there. I'll be back doing the show probably more regular next week. Fingers crossed. It's always kind of the winter time is a hard time for Marcus's, so we'll see what happens. Shout out to everybody in Calm, Toad King, thanks for checking out the show. Loki Who, thank you for being here. Publius, Toad King, X1, Havoc, Sinisphere, Matronic, thank you for being here. And yeah, that's about all. So, oh, and Quentin, thanks again. All right. みんな笑ってるならいいと思う。And right, it's a step further out. No. Anywho, all right, I'm out of here. Enjoy Dubious Goals.